That passage is still very popular and heard throughout culture whenever Charlie Brown Christmas is re-aired. And in the Charlie Brown Christmas, it's Linus who quotes this passage, and he's doing it in response to Charlie Brown, who had just been laughed at and ridiculed, and Charlie Brown says, "Can anyone tell me what Christmas is all about?" Now, Linus, in Charlie Brown's, if you know the stories, Linus was always carrying around this blanket. Do you know the blanket I'm talking about? It was his comfort blanket, his security blanket. And if anyone took it from Linus, he was upset. He was agitated. And he didn't have peace until he got that blanket back. Well, as we look at this passage, I just want to look at one verse tonight. Luke chapter 2, verse 10. And I want to ask you this question. What brings you comfort? What brings you peace? You know, I talk to people and I hear about the build-up to Christmas, and people will talk about, well, I hope this year there's harmony in the family get-together. Or we think about people and we wonder, will we have provision during this time, maybe through a difficult season for a family? Young children hold on to stuffed animals or blankets like Linus. But I want to ask you that question. What would bring you comfort? And what would comfort you this day? The verse that we're looking at is verse 10. And it says this. Now, this is about the shepherds, and we're very familiar with this. When Christ was born, there were shepherds in the fields in Bethlehem, and the angel appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And this is what the verse says. They were afraid, and the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." And as we look at this one verse, I want us to look at it under three heads. Good news, great joy, all people. Pretty simple. Now, in the King James, good news is translated with the phrase glad tidings. And so you really don't hear that much today. You'll hear it in Christmas carols. Sometimes we'll hear that in like an old Dickens play. But glad tidings was the way that it was translated then. And this was a very familiar phrase to people that lived in the Roman Empire. The word means good news. It's the word gospel that we say. Good news was announced to these shepherds. Good news was a familiar announcement to everyone in the Roman Empire, because whenever a Roman emperor was born, regularly the Roman emperor's birth was announced throughout the entire Roman world, throughout the whole empire, with official announcements in the cities and in the towns. They would take expensive stone and etch in it the announcement of this new emperor's birth, a new Caesar. So, for example, Caesar Augustus was born a few years before this event happened that we're reading about tonight. And there's a place in Turkey where there's a pillar. And you can still see this today. Some of you are familiar with this. I see some heads nodding. And it was the birth of Caesar Augustus announced in the area that was called Asia Minor. And in that announcement, what they're told is several times, this is good news. These are glad tidings. This is good news for all of the empire because, it says, Caesar Augustus has been born. He will stop wars. He will bring peace in the empire. He is born for us to be a savior and to be a lord. Now, that language was intentionally used by Christians in the early church because this same word is used here, and it's used throughout the New Testament to announce the good news, which is greater than the birth of a Caesar. So when the shepherds heard this word, good news, they knew exactly what that meant. But what the shepherds were hearing about and what was being announced to them was much better. Because this is real, a real Savior that will last for forever, who will bring real peace, who will last for forever. Not a Caesar like Augustus or Hadrian. And it says that he brought great joy. Now, when the Caesars were born and they were announced, it was a temporal thing. We sing about this in God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, in that song. We sing, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. O tidings, that's the word, of comfort and joy. This message is intended to be announced to people for comfort and for joy. The shepherds heard this. They were amazed. In fact, they were afraid. Because what was being announced? A real Savior. A real King. God's King. Who could bring real peace. Not the Pax Romana. Not the peace of Rome being stronger than their enemies. This is a peace that is established by God for forever. And so, our verse says that this was an announcement of good news, bigger and better than Rome, because of the one who had been born. Good news of great joy. Great joy is announced. Again, because this is real, because this comes with the one who was born, that's Jesus Christ. Joy is something you experience in your heart. Joy is something that if the family gets along over the next couple days, mom will be happy. But this is announcing great joy. This is announcing something that is much bigger, on a much bigger scale. It's saying this is an announcement of good news of great joy. And so it says that this is something that is incredible, that should cause rejoicing. Now, it's great joy because this Savior who is born, He is an unshakable Savior. You know, we sing this. We sing in one of our Christmas carols, no more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make His blessings known, flow far as the curse is found. Now that's referring in joy to the world to what Jesus came to do. And what did He come to do? He came to make His blessings flow far as the curse is found. This language is talking about thorns. Thorns infest the ground. Why? Because there's sin in the world. When Adam sinned, God said, now the ground is going to produce thorns and thistles. You'll toil and it will be painful. Your work is going to be difficult now. Opposition. Thorns and thistles. Jesus came to bring His blessings to overcome this curse. Jesus came to be the Adam that Adam the first wasn't, to obey God and to bring His blessings to humanity. He is an unshakable Savior. He has done this. You know, He did it by living a life of obedience to all that God commanded. He couldn't die immediately when He was born. He had to live a life of obedience. And His obedience to God in His life is what brings blessing to His people. It was an obedient Savior, an obedient man, fully God, but fully man, who had obeyed God perfectly, that went to the cross. And this is good news of great joy for us. He's an unshakable Savior. He's also an eternal King. He's not like the Caesars that would last maybe 30 years, and then they would be done. You know, the song that we just sang, my son Timmy and I were in... We were in Boston this weekend, and we got those bikes that you can rent in the city and ride around. So we rode across the Harvard Bridge, and we wanted to go to the home, which is now a museum, of the guy that wrote this song, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. It's an incredible story. It's a terribly sad story. But Longfellow, his son was shot during the Civil War, and his wife died in a terrible accident in their home. It was a terrible thing, and he was scarred through the accident. And he went into a depression. He was a professor at Harvard, and he went into a depression, and he said, you know, so much is wrong. There's so much pain in this world. How can I find comfort? How can there be real peace on earth, goodwill towards men? There's so much hate. There's so much wrong in this world. Where can I find comfort? And as he meditated on these things, as he thought about what God had done in Christ, this good news of great joy, he wrote this. I think it's the third verse that says, "Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men." Friends, the good news is that he is an eternal Savior. He who came and was born a man to be our Savior, he did that to bring his kingdom that is for forever. It's not like Rome. It's better. And he brings peace with God. Peace with God. That's what we need more than anything. You know, we can find comfort in little things, and it lasts for a while. But do you know why these shepherds were so afraid? Because it says that the glory of the Lord shone around them. The glory of God showed up when the angel of the Lord appeared to them in Bethlehem. And what does that do? They got to see a little bit of the glory of God. And when that happened, they were terrified. They were sore afraid, Linus says. They were sore afraid. They were terrified. And the angel had to say to them, "Don't be afraid." First thing he says, "Don't be afraid, because I bring you good news of great joy." But you know what happens? Because of the sin that's in this world and the sin that is in every one of us, when we are faced with knowing who God really is, the only response is terror, because we deserve judgment. And so did these shepherds. But then he speaks peace to them. That's an incredible thing. This news is good news of great joy, because this one that was born, who went to the cross and died and was raised again, came to bring true peace, because that's peace with God, established by this Savior that was born. And so we sing, "Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled." You know, we hear these songs, and let's focus on this tonight. This is good news of great joy, focusing on Christ. And last of all, he says, this is good news of great joy for all the people. Now, the word that's used here is, the word is laos. And so we get the English word laity. This is news that is not just for a certain group of people. This is not news that is restricted to the elite or to the privileged. This is news that is for all the people. Now, this phrase is used in the scripture to talk about the people of the Lord. So this is good news for all who will receive this good news, for all who will be filled with great joy. Everyone who turns, everyone who, like these shepherds, hears and investigates, accepts it, believes it, is filled with great joy at believing in Christ. In the first chapter of the Gospel of John, he explains that Jesus came, but not everyone believed in him. And he says, "Yet to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." That's an incredible thing. That is what this child was born to do, to make us, anyone who will believe in him, a child of God. This is an incredible thing. So this is what makes, amen, thank you. This is what makes this news that is good news of great joy that is for all the people. This is why we celebrate at Christmas. This is why we proclaim Christ, you know, to welcome all in, to trust in him. And you might be thinking, well, I haven't lived my life the way I ought to. Listen, if you're hearing this tonight and you feel like you know you're not close to God, let me tell you, as long as there is breath in you, he will have you. You are welcome with Christ, and you're welcome here at this church. Because Christ is a Savior who came not to save the well, but to save sinners. Not to save those who believe they are good enough, but to save those who know they need a Savior. And that is every one of us. So, like the angel said, "Do not fear. I bring you good news of great joy for all the people." You know, in that Charlie Brown scene where Linus quotes this passage, people talk about this a lot, and I looked it up, and there were like dozens of blogs, so if you want to read about it, you can, that talk about this. But Charles Schulz, who did the Peanuts series, didn't explain why it happened this way. But when Linus is quoting this passage, Linus holds his blanket, and Charlie Brown says, "Can anyone tell me what Christmas is all about?" And Linus says, "I can tell you, Charlie Brown." And then the spotlight comes, and then he starts quoting Luke chapter 2. And when he does, check this out, okay, if you haven't seen this before. When he is quoting this, he says they were sore afraid. But the angel of the Lord said to them, "Fear not." And then when he quotes this verse that we're looking at tonight, Linus drops his comfort blanket. It's an incredible thing. I think there was probably some intention with that. You know why? Because fear not. You don't need the comforts of this world. There's something better. Linus drops it when he says, "There's fear not, for I bring you good news of great joy that is for all the people." Whatever it is to which you might turn for comfort or for joy that is of this world, you know, the family is good, you know, it's good to be healthy, it's good to have all these things, but there's something much better. There's a comfort and a joy that comes through this person, Jesus Christ, and it's to faith in him that I invite you tonight because of this verse. Now, I want us to bow and pray. Please pray with me.